Renewing our iconic Queen Victoria Market for the future. Queen Victoria Market is one of Melbourne's most famous destinations, attracting some 10 million visitors each year. It's home to more than 650 small traders and family-owned and operated businesses, and is the longest surviving marketplace of its size and diversity in Australia. The 145-year-old market is a critical part of Melbourne's early development and continues to play a central role in the city's cultural, business and social life. Through the renewal of Queen Victoria Market and the surrounding precinct, the City of Melbourne is restoring the market's heritage while delivering modern facilities to make the market work better for traders, customers and visitors, and revitalising this growing part of the city. In this special feature, we take a look at the projects we've delivered and the ones to come that will ensure the future of our magnificent market. Historic Market Transformation. Melbourne's beloved Queen Victoria Market is set to undergo a $1.7 billion transformation. Garowa Place will be developed by Lendlease following our landmark divestment of the Southern Precinct, generating more than $1 billion in economic activity and creating more than 4,000 new jobs. The once-in-a-generation project will enhance the traditional market experience Melburnians and visitors know and love. Garowa Place will include build-to-rent apartments and 15% affordable housing, student accommodation and landmark office space across three buildings, all connected to the market by the soon-to-be-revamped Franklin Street stores. A new underground car park will provide an additional 220 spaces for market customers and 300 spaces on weekends. We'll also create a new market square, unlocking one of the largest open spaces in the CBD. The 1.8-hectare People's Park will become a magnet for residents, locals and visitors. In consultation with traditional owners, Garowa Place will pay tribute to the site's history. Garowa means place of exchange or interchange, reflecting the purpose of the market. The divestment of the Southern Precinct follows an agreement with the Victorian Government in 2014 to transfer the site to us to be sold, with all funds reinvested in the market's renewal. Construction is expected to start next year, with projects to be delivered in stages. Franklin Street Refresh. We're also proposing to create a new link between the centre of the CBD and Queen Victoria Market along Franklin Street, paving the way for the landmark Garowa Place development. The Franklin Street Transformation Project includes 1,250 square metres of open space, plus more trees and plants, providing 40% more coverage and helping create a cooler environment. We'll also turn four lanes of traffic into two, create better connections for people moving between the CBD and Queen Victoria Market, and improve safety with new pedestrian crossings, lighting, and reduced traffic flow. Consultation on this vision wrapped up in late August, and all feedback will be considered as part of the final design. We're delivering this project in partnership with the Victorian Government as part of the $100 million transport and amenity program. New Food Hall. Set to open in spring, the new food hall will offer customers a contemporary place to eat, meet, and enjoy the market atmosphere. The tenancies are currently being fitted out in preparation for a diverse range of fresh food and drink offerings. Munro Development. Our city's largest library and community hub is set to open in November on the doorstep of Queen Victoria Market. The Munro Development will also include family services, 2,500 square metres of open space and laneways, new hospitality and retail stores, affordable housing apartments and 500 underground car parks for market customers opened in December 2021, and a boutique hotel and apartments were completed in November 2022. A safer streetscape. We've just upgraded the streetscape and roadway in front of the Munro development along Terry and Queen Streets. As a key gateway into the market, the upgrade of the streetscape will greatly improve safety, create a more welcoming and pedestrian-friendly street with wider footpaths, more greenery, lighting, and shade for customers to stop and enjoy the market atmosphere. Heritage Shed Restoration. We're investing more than $30 million to restore the market's culturally and historically significant open-air sheds, securing them as the unique backdrop of the market experience. 10 of the 12 sheds have been restored since 2020. Work has begun on sheds H and I to repair and strengthen structural elements, painting, add insulated roofing to improve the temperature under the sheds, and upgrade common area surfaces. String Bean Alley. 26 independent traders in bespoke shipping containers now call String Bean Alley home and provide a uniquely Melbourne shopping experience in the heart of the market. String Bean Alley is one of a series of key market improvements identified in the Queen Victoria Market Precinct Renewal Master Plan, which directly address feedback from customers and traders, as well as recommendations from the People's Panel. More sustainable operations. Traders and customers told us that making Queen Victoria Market more sustainable is important. Solar power, stormwater harvesting, and an on-site organic waste recycling facility are just a few of the projects proposed for the renewed market precinct. We've already powered up more than 1,550 solar panels to cut carbon emissions and reduce the market's electricity bill. Upon completion of the renewal project, the market will be powered by 3,765 square metres of solar panels. Visit Queen Victoria Market. The market is open 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday. Specialty retail stores open at 9 a.m. To keep up to date with works, visit melbourne.vic.gov.au/QVM renewal. The picture caption reads, "An artist's impression of the Garrawa Place project, the biggest mixed-use development in Council's history."